Many public libraries across this country are in jeopardy. Cities and counties are stuck with record budget deficits, and they are choosing to cut library services. That is easier than reducing police and fire funding. Salinas, California, the birthplace of the literary icon John Steinbeck, will become the first city in the nation to close all of its public libraries. From member station KAZU, Ben Adler reports.
Salinas, California is the heart of Steinbeck country and the fertile ground for some of his most well-known classics like East of Eden and The Grapes of Wrath. Today, the predominantly Latino town of 150,000 people remains a struggling agricultural community. On a small side street, one of the town's three libraries bears Steinbeck's name. Outside the building, a statue of the Nobel Prize-winning author has a piece of rain-soaked cardboard dangling from its neck. It reads, "Please do not close my library." Inside the building, branch manager Jan Neal is heartbroken.
To me, the public library is a key facility in a community that is an expression of democracy. We have public libraries as a civil service. It's not possible that our community wouldn't have that.
But not only is it possible, it's official. Faced with a $9 million budget gap, the city council approved millions of dollars in cuts to city services earlier this fall. Those cuts included reducing police and fire funds and closing the town's rec centers and its three public libraries. The libraries will begin shutting down in January. Salinas isn't the only local government in California with a budget shortfall, but compared to other cities in the region, its revenues are especially low. Nearby Monterey, with its large tourism base, generates more than $1,400 per resident. Salinas, just $413. Jorge Rifa is deputy city manager.
When you combine that with the poor performance of the economy and state raids on Salinas, we are in dire financial straits. When other communities across the state catch a cold, we catch pneumonia. And that is the position that we are in today.
In November, city officials asked residents to approve three tax measures that, taken together, would have raised $7 million. The new revenue would have kept libraries and rec centers open and retained police officers and firefighters. But voters only approved one of the three measures, good for $1 million. Salinas Mayor Ana Caballero says that's not enough to fund the libraries. She thinks residents may have thought the town was crying wolf.
People believed that it was not really a possibility that the libraries would close. So there were mixed messages and there was misinformation going around the community, and we just didn't have enough time to really explain and get the message out.
American Library Association President-elect Michael Gorman says he hears every week about threats of library cuts or closures. And towns like Salinas, Gorman says, are the ones that can least afford to shut library doors.
It affects some of the people who need recorded knowledge and information most, namely children, older people, and the poor. You won't have access to high-quality library services, and that has effects on all aspects of these people's lives.
In particular, many Salinas residents worry that with libraries and rec centers closed, teenagers will have nowhere to go but the streets. That could exacerbate the town's already significant gang problem. A solution could come in the form of a new tax measure that library advocates hope to put before voters sometime next year. They plan to use research and grassroots campaigning to make sure that when the new measure does go on the ballot, it will win. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Monterey, California.